I've talked for years and years about this mass manipulation technique I've dubbed problem reaction solution, where you want to change society in a fundamental way. And you know that if you openly offer those changes to people, you'll get a real adverse reaction.
Tremendous resistance.
Yeah, you want more and more surveillance. You want more and more military involvement in domestic law enforcement. You want to justify wars of conquest without calling them wars of conquest. If you stood at the podium at the White House and said, "Hey, we've had a discussion. This is what we've decided to do," you get an adverse reaction. So what you do is you create a problem covertly. You then report the problem through the media in the way that you want the public to perceive the problem, i.e. 9/11, Bin Laden did it. And you want the public to react with outrage, crucially with fear, and you want them to say something along the lines of, "Hey, something must be done. This can't go on. What are they going to do about it?" And at that point, you can play your sting, the solution. You offer solutions to the problems you've covertly created and blame someone else for. And those solutions are changes in society which advance your agenda. And because of the way this technique works, it's so simple and devastatingly effective, you can get people to actually support changes in society, which we've seen since 9/11, that without the problem, they would have fiercely resisted. And the more that I've gone along this road, I've been through all the five sense, if you like, level of it, the names, dates, secret societies, connections, agendas and stuff. What you realize when you go on and on through this is it's all a mind game. And the bottom line of the whole global manipulation is the manipulation of our sense of reality. And problem reaction solution is a very simple and, like I say, devastatingly effective example of the way our reality is constantly manipulated.
The reality of most
people in America is Bin Laden did it, and they knew nothing about it before it happened. I mean, please, you know, intelligent life calling planet Earth. So it's a mind game, and taking control of our minds back, taking control of our reality back, is the way. It's not stockpiling weapons and shooting at these guys. It's taking control of our reality back.
Well, let me ask you something about that, because you brought up Bin Laden. In my mind, there's no doubt that he is part of this. Now, I've always said that he's part of a bigger picture here. You sound like you don't think he had anything to do with it. Or am I wrong in that?
I think you use a very interesting word there, and I think it is a relevant one. Part. The way it's been portrayed is that Bin Laden basically orchestrated it, and Bin Laden's network orchestrated it. I don't accept that at all, and I spent a year researching the background to 9/11, and there's hardly one strand of the official story that fits with another. I mean, when I talk like in Los Angeles about of some of the things that have been said by one person and said by another in relation to the what happened. I mean, you can hear gasps in the audience because the penny suddenly drops. My goodness me, it's all a lie, which it is. I'm not saying Bin Laden was not part of it in any way. I that could well be the case, to be honest. But as a in the middle center of the game orchestrator, no way was he involved. I mean, the idea that some guy in a cave in Afghanistan could have orchestrated all that is utterly ridiculous. When you talk to journalists who've actually made in the past the heck of a trek to meet Bin Laden in his hideouts, one journalist described how he had a paper in his bag when he arrived to meet Bin Laden, and Bin Laden, you know, grabbed the paper. He wanted to read the paper and find out what was going on in the world. This is a man who orchestrated 9/11. I mean, please. And so the question then is, why would elements within the United States be crucially part of the organization of horrific attacks on people in America? Well, we come back to problem reaction solution. I went on a radio station in Los Angeles, literally days after 9/11, George, and I made the point that this was a classic in all its aspects, classic problem reaction solution, and that it would have been orchestrated within the United States, not just to organize it, but crucially also to allow it to happen. This is why there was this unbelievable non-reaction to events until events were over. I mean, we have a situation where Flight 77 flew 45 minutes into the Midwest, turned around and came back, hijacked, and hit the biggest, if you like, military building in the world, in the center of the governmental structure of the United States, and nothing happened in any way to prevent it. I mean, please, there's a no-fly zone over Washington. Who polices that? If it's not policed in a way that things can be reacted to in minutes, then what's the point of a no-fly zone? They say they had to deploy planes to meet Flight 11 from Virginia, from Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, about 130 miles away. Is that how they police the no-fly zone over Washington? Of course they don't. So why was the normal reaction not there? Because it was being allowed to happen. Why? As I said on this radio station, literally days after 9/11, I said this is problem reaction solution, and this is what's going to happen. They're going to bring in legislation to bring in more surveillance, more control, etc. And the guys on the radio station were laughing. What are you on, mate? And I said to them, look, I'll do you a deal. I'll come back in around a month, and if what I've said is not happening, I'll hold my hand up and say I was wrong. And they said, all right, mate, yeah, we'll have you back in a month. Well, mm-hmm. They never called because it happened. And I have a quote here, George. I mean, I wonder who said this. An evil exists that threatens every man, woman, and child of this great nation. We must take steps to ensure our domestic security and protect our homeland. Now, that could be John Ashcroft. It could be George Bush. It could be Donald Rumsfeld. But in fact, it was Adolf Hitler, when he was announcing the establishment of the Gestapo, because the Nazis also used liberally this technique of problem reaction solution. This is why they had the German parliament burnt down, so that they could blame the communists and bring in the changes in society as a result of that, to protect the people from the terrorists. It's just an ongoing cycle of mass mind manipulation, and of course it goes on, because if it works, why change it? And that's what we're seeing in Iraq now. It's all about conquest. It's not about liberation.